What you got on your JOP, bruh?
So we've been seeing on Instagram that he was hanging out with
I think it's Jaylene or something.
Oh, Jaylene. Oh, yeah. Everybody was saying like, damn, JOP secured.
He clapped.
After getting number one, I bet he deserves
actually,
it.
Actually,
a page posted that Tony's lawyer's ex-girlfriend was caught with his homie.
Los de la O.
Oh, yeah. Fat Tony?
They came like fucking... Wait.
I have some information on Danny Lux's album that drops January 28th. I hit him up and he kind of told me a little bit about the album.
So, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
You guys say we make fun of Angel, but he's the one that starts everything. You know what he told me? We went to go buy my fucking shoes and you're like, dude, I have this shirt, the Burberry jacket. I bought it. I'm going to put hella bitches at the next party.
Damn.
I was gonna wear it for Jason's.
Yeah,
I
just, that
I didn't want to be personal.
No.
You said that.
Oh no.
You said that.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Agosto Baba podcast, episode number 41. Thank you guys for clicking, viewing, subscribing, commenting.
Welcome back,
also,
familia.
The pod is on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and buy our merch, agoshbaba.com.
So in case you're working, you can go watch it.
And Keiko just took out some pins too, so make sure you guys cop them. You guys can put them on your hats, shoes, or wherever you guys want.
That's right, they looking fresh.
100% more chance of getting girls with
that shot. Kicked in.
Also, guys,
it's not long. My bad.
So, what topics are we going to talk about?
Wait, today? Asshole. All
right, go.
Oh, my bad. The most important topic.
All right, also, guys, I just want to let you guys know that I'm dropping a song, Amor Sufrido, February 4th. Wait on it, it's a banger. And more music banger after that. You don't want to miss out on
after
this one.
After 2 years.
One eternity.
What do we got for today?
What do you got?
JOP securing the bag with...
Of course, when it has to do with the girl, Keiko comes in with the news.
Hell yeah!
You came in with the facts, you FBI.
He investigated the whole shit.
I did. Yeah.
I have some information on Danny Lux's album that drops January 28th. I hit him up and he kind of told me a little bit about the album.
So, really?
Yeah.
Damn!
Yeah.
And I have a...
Yeah, what do you have?
Tony Loyola's girlfriend was like... grinding on his homie.
Sweet down bad.
It be your own homie sometimes.
No pushing P.
Oh, you also have the Eden Munoz, the fool from Calibre 50. No,
oh yeah,
Calibre
becoming a solista.
And what do you got, Jason?
Tigres del Norte have made a gay corrido, but it's pretty old already. But first gay corrido, there's already one. So
I guess old news, Jason.
Yours.
You looked at my shit right here.
Yours wasn't first.
Also, guys.
Corrido.
Yeah, they wrote all the corridos for you.
I know. I mean,
wait, have you heard of the corrido from
El de la OC?
Have you heard of that gay corrido? Have you heard of the
El del
FedEx? It's not on my radar.
Then how do you?
El del FedEx.
Yeah, how come you know
how
about
do you know
it?
About
let me find
corrido
out.
Because it's on your playlist?
It was on my For You page, so I had to, you know, investigate.
Yeah, know
that's
for you.
Because the videos of the gay tacuaches were on your For You page too.
You're supposed to like the videos of the girls dancing and stuff.
I know. You do the opposite. You like guys dancing with each other.
Okay.
You could, 2022. You, honestly, oh, never mind. I'm pretty sure there's are more gay co-hosts. But I was going to be like, you could be one
of
the
girls. I'm not gay, bro.
We're making fun of it, but we're not against it.
No, he's not gay. He's bi. That's different.
Oh, yeah.
No,
what happened to Gabe?
Oh.
Like, it got complicated.
He stayed in North Carolina.
No.
Damn,
so
petty,
you know.
Petty.
What about JOP? What about
what
JOP,
you got on
Gaggle?
JOP, bruh?
So we've been seeing on Instagram that he was hanging out with Julia.
Julia?
Wait, what's her name?
I don't think that's her name.
Chill, that's Kanye. Kanye's
dude,
hanging
funny
out with Julia.
I know, I forgot her name.
Her name is The honey girl.
Shut up, you know, bitch. You said it like 30 seconds ago.
I think it's Jaylene or something.
Oh, Jaylene.
Oh, yeah,
Jaylene. You guys
ex. No, I don't know.
I
after Angel bought like her only fan.
I don't know her name.
Oh, my God. You guys are so dumb.
She could be the honey to my honeycomb.
That's JOP's girl.
Yeah, it is Jaylene. Jaylene.
Yeah, I couldn't find. Damn.
Ojeda Ochoa.
Damn.
Hey, I'm not following her.
Hey, but.
Yeah, no, I couldn't find it.
You could tell. You saw all over like TikTok. Everybody was saying like, damn, J.O.P. secured. He put videos of them walking up together. That's the stairs. So I was like,
wait, but I think was a subliminal message.
I think someone was saying, I think it was a GOP fan page that I follow. I think it's like the biggest fan page. Yeah, she supports it. I think her name is Maria. She put that like GOP, I think, I don't know if I read it wrong, that GOP actually already had a girlfriend and they're just friends. But like GOP's leg was like on top of this girl.
Yeah.
My leg was on top of another girl, I'd be dead. So I don't know what the fuck GOP is doing.
Tiene fuerza.
Tiene
fuerza. Hey, he's JOP.
That's my joke, bitch. So,
yeah. You did say that joke.
Yeah, you can't even say your jokes anymore.
Take it. Hey, it must have been so good. That fool bought her a Louis bag.
Because I think it was her birthday party a week or two ago. And he was performing. And
Calle 13 was there.
Calle 13.
I mean, Calle 24.
You're thinking about Residente.
The shot kick thing. I took some shots before.
Nah, but you're naturally like that now.
Hey, dude, whoever fucks up on something has to take a shot.
I can't.
Oh, fuck no.
I can't. Hey,
I
can't.
Wait, he bought her a Louis bag? Wasn't it
for his mom? Supposedly, he said it was for his
mom.
Because
there is two. He said for my two queens. Only one of them went to the mom. Mm-hmm. So what did the other one went to?
Take a shot.
What did the other one go to?
Where's the bottle?
Because he said it was one for me and there was three. So one for him.
He said there was,
one for the mom. So what was the third one?
Damn, the FBI wants to know your location.
That fool woke up after a blessing and was like, I'm going to bless her.
Damn.
The FBI, Keiko, can we hire you?
Oh, yeah.
CIA, like, where are you?
FBI be like, Keiko, shut the fuck up.
You blew our cover. That's crazy.
Wait, are they dating or what the fuck?
I think so.
I don't know. They might be a secret.
Or just talking.
Secret admirer, you know?
I mean, I think if they were dating, I think it would be dope because they're both famous. They're both influencers.
She was actually just on Pepe's office, too. She got interviewed by Pepe.
Oh, yeah?
Well, respectfully, like, what does she do?
She's a model,
honey.
I think.
She sells honey.
I think she has a couple businesses.
I felt like that's the only reason why I like found out about her is because
you believe that shit?
I swear.
Are you following her?
I'm not.
I know that's not the first time.
I saw her on Pepe's story and I asked him. I asked you, one of you two.
Not me.
And I was okay. Then you're a fucking liar.
I swear to God. Okay, what'd you ask me?
And I was like,
who is she?
I was like, yeah, who is she? Like, what does she do?
I swear to God, you did not ask me.
I've known Gecko since. Young children, this fool.
Jeez. He was like this since he was little.
He was like, I found out about her, about her honey. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, you heard about the honey?
I didn't say honey. I said out. From Pepe's office.
Pepe's office.
He posted like a day ago.
This is probably how it went. He was on his For You page and he's like,
dude, look.
Angel,
you got a fat ass, bro. What the fuck? Follow.
Hey, I'm gonna hit her up. Look.
At least it wasn't
And then Angel, let me see.
Hey, would you rather have girls with fat ass on your For You page or a gay tacuaches on your For You page?
I don't know.
You've been sending such shit on the fucking group
chat.
You've been sending a lot of such shit.
What did he say in Diego's vlog about the tacuaches?
I can't make eye contact. That was on your account. That was your shit. And fuck you for saying it was on my account, bitch. It was on his account. I read those shits.
I don't know what they're talking about.
No.
Damn, that's crazy. But he secured the bag. Fuck.
After getting number one, I bet he deserves
Dude, what? You know who hit number one? Los de la O.
Oh, yeah. Fat Tony?
It hit number one.
Yeah, the whole album.
The whole album hit number one. I saw that shit and I was like, damn.
Yeah, he can
I told you guys they're gonna make a comeback.
They came like fucking wait. They came back hard as fuck.
Please make this a highlight.
They came up. Where?
They blew. They blew up.
Right here, my face, my cheek.
They did the biggest comeback of
El Fat Gecko next.
Hey, Manzana, make them write a song about me. El Gecko.
Hey, all right. This is all kind of off topic. If you were to get a corrido what facts would you want on that corrido?
But,
like,
yeah,
what are you known for? Like, what are some highlights of your life? Like, tell me.
You sat on a dude's lap.
I did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were the chicken cheese. Yo, el...
Soy el repartidor.
El choriqueso de Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
You read that Chuck E.
Cheese? Soy el ratón. Trabajaba en Chuck E. Cheese repartiendo pizza. Y también hacía una salita.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome topics. I don't know. How, it would be like something like...
Or your pollero, ¿no?
El vago, remember?
All right. El vago, yeah.
You heard El vago? From
Los Chavos de la Perla.
Yeah. Something like that type, but...
Oh, año 2005. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Something like that, but with my, like
story.
Hasta mi familia me odiaba, like shit like that, you know? Like,
your family?
No.
Like your sister. Like your sister, now that you chase your dreams.
Pickle sister, if you're watching this,
shut up.
Let him chase his dreams.
I do now. But damn, that's just crazy. Yeah, I wonder.
If you don't know what you say,
yeah.
Nah, well, you guys are going to hear West Coast Big Plug on a song pretty soon.
I think that all from JD?
No.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other...
I think the... not, you tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anyway, you get your podcast.
Some other one I can't talk
nah,
about.
Nah, Junior H is just gonna give him a shout out West Coast Big Plug and he's gonna say it's his song.
That's hard.
That is hard.
He says shout out West Coast Big Plug.
He said it is gonna happen.
He said Steve
White paid. So we'll see.
You didn't pay.
Yeah. He did not pay.
You're lying.
He would have hooked you up.
Yeah. He would have been like, just me some babe.
I wish.
I think
no, yeah, Junior, but I'm really excited about that, so we'll see.
Angel.
I haven't met Junior H, but like
you'll become
he seems really nice.
Yeah. Really nice
like
guy.
You. But you're just like a super sweetheart. Like you're like a sunflower. That
you're like a cookie monster.
Like the sun can't even hit it or it'll die.
Yeah. No. Angel's like the nicest motherfucker you'll ever meet.
Uh-huh.
This one will tie your shoes if your shoes are untied.
Somebody
he does not kill spiders. He grabs them and like in the container and takes them out to like
find
the nature.
A nice bush for
him. all right. This is something funny. Somebody wanted to fight Gecko, and then somebody wanted to fight Angel, and then Angel replied.
Try to make him reason.
Yeah, I'm down. It'd be my first fight. You know, we can give it a go. No. Say it right, bitch.
No, don't say it at all.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
We'll go to the next topic.
Yeah, next topic. No more bullying Angel, guys. We're nice.
Are we going to go like in a row like this?
Daddy Lux.
All right, so Danny Lux is dropping his album on January 28th.
Hey, you got
You have the screenshot of the...
And coming to the podcast February.
Oh, and coming to the podcast on February 12th.
February.
You can't say February, huh?
No, cap.
February 12th.
I can't say it either.
You can't say shit.
What's English?
You can barely say your...
English is my second language.
Your bird name, bro.
I can't even say refrigerator in
Spanish. That's actually hard.
Refrigerador.
No, let me see.
I can't say room either.
Cuarto?
Yeah, I can't say. That sounds like the letter 4.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a joke. Like
library.
I send it to him.
Yeah. What about it, though?
Oh, that's what he was going to talk about.
All right, so...
Damn, they forgot paragraph. We got some exclusive
I look
shit.
For you guys. So, Danny Lux is dropping an album on January 12th.
No, Enero 28, wey.
Enero 28, perdido en ti.
Enero 28, perdido en ti. So I hit him up and I told him, oh, I want to talk about it on the podcast, you know, since it's releasing. And I was like, can you tell me, you know, like what to expect or something like that, collaborations?
Imagine he replies, shut the fuck up.
No one gives a fuck.
No. So I'm going to read it to you guys like if Danny Lux is personally telling you what happened. He's like, yeah, so the album has 10 songs on it and it's a variety of styles, including sad songs and romanticas. And yeah, there's honestly no collaborations on this album.
We were expecting it.
I don't know. I just finished the album and all the songs, and I didn't really think about the collabs. But what I will say is that nobody is about to expect the last song on the album. It's honestly one of my favorite songs I've ever made. As for the collabs with Eslabon, Well, the songs we have. Well, the songs we have are coming out on Pedro's album.
At the end, he puts send babe.
No. So he's saying that the last one is going to be something that nobody's expecting. And I asked him a day before he dropped the track list. So number 10 is Para Ti. So that's going to be something that no one's
expecting. You think it's going to have electric bass? Electric guitar? Electric guitar?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. But I think the last one we were talking about is going to be something with
With keys, maybe like a beat pad. Damn.
Maybe not even a guitar at all.
I was thinking maybe something in English.
Another thing. Congratulations, Danny. He got verified on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Big congratulations. One step forward.
One step forward.
I've never heard you say that. One step forward.
Hey.
That's like your biggest goal in life.
Oh, your sister has a huge crush on Danny Lux, huh?
I know.
I don't like it no more.
Should we talk about what he said?
Should we talk about what you said before?
Because that was kind of bad.
I feel that was
Danny. Cool. Watching you, homeboy. Danny, if you're seeing this, my sister has a crush on you. Take her on a date. They're the same age.
Wait, how old is the same age?
Relax.
Oh, they're the same age?
Oh, yeah. Danny's 17, right?
My sister's 17 too.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
Nah, she's 16. But still.
Same shit.
Yeah, the same thing.
You could date a mini gecko.
Oh, damn. Damn. A bunch of good songs. He's not even 18.
What?
I know.
Same as
damn. So Iran. You think? Sorry to cut you off. But all the new talent is below 18. They're all younger.
They're all young, definitely. I'm telling you.
Just him and Ivan.
Oh wait, no. Pedro's 19, no? Or junior 19?
Wait.
Pedro's 19.
I think Junior's 21 now.
Junior's 21.
Yep.
Damn. Wait, I have a question. If it's their favorite song, how come they put it at the end?
Best for last.
Maybe.
Yeah, but usually as the listener, do you guys always go from top to bottom? Sometimes if you don't like it, you'll never finish towards the end.
Typically, yeah, let's ask the musician. So, do you have an idea?
Wait, but he don't release music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Well maybe
February 4th, Amor Sufrido.
No, that's enough promo.
Fuck you. I'm a co-owner.
It's in the video you want to put
I'm
in the
co-owner of this company.
I own this town.
He owns this town. So is there a reason or
I don't know, but I think I agree with Diego. Normally you listen to the album from start to finish.
Yeah.
Or just skip, and then let one play. Skip.
Well, if you like the artist, you know, you play the whole album from start to finish. But then,
you know what I realized? A lot of people don't, I feel like having Apple Music and Spotify really helps me listen to the whole album. But then for other viewers, for example, my friend right here doesn't have Apple Music, doesn't have Spotify.
Calling him broke.
He doesn't have a phone, so he came to the podcast live.
He doesn't know about the order of the albums or what songs are part of the album. So I feel it's essential to listen to an album.
Oh, so maybe they go like the track list on YouTube, something like that? When they release.
It's all random, you know?
How do you listen to albums?
He doesn't listen to by albums. Okay, for example.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Wait, do you go on YouTube?
But sometimes you can listen to the whole album in order.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's just me. When I listen to...
Wait, so you think that's part of the listening experience?
Yeah.
Brian is rich and doesn't have Apple Music.
I know, Brian.
He has grupos come to his house and play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have
I just feel like...
You mean seven figures a week?
That ass.
What are you saying?
But I feel like Apple Music really helps you understand the timeline of the artist. For example, the first album that came out, the second, the third, you know? You guys understand the timelines of the...
Yeah.
I feel like it helps with the experience of listening to music.
Chronologically ordered.
Yes,
and if you really want to, you can go listen to the first album, second album, third album, and maybe see...
Or by years.
Year, you know, when it came out, blah, blah, blah.
And sometimes they have a little paragraph.
Yeah.
Very well written, actually.
Pedro on... Was Labón.
Oh, that was a little interview, huh?
Yeah, they had that. So yeah.
And that song Romeo y Julieta gets my attention.
I know. Well, I still remember the artist that was gonna do the feature with him.
Who?
The name?
Yeah.
I still remember because you know how he tagged them, but then he took it off quick. I still remember the name.
Quick. What was
it? I think you told us. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, but he said that there's no duetos.
He says no duetos?
Yeah, there's no duetos, right?
Because he said that I think the last song is gonna be
collaborations on this album.
Maybe it was produced by someone else.
Yeah,
straight from the source.
So Danny Lux's next album, there's no collaborations. I'm pretty sure people were expecting us to have one on that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I think just
or unless he's gonna drop another one in like some couple of months.
No, I think on Slavon's Vasali. Oh, Slavon, the shit that Pedro posted.
What? Yeah.
The fireman?
Oh, yeah, we almost forgot about that.
Yeah. How the
fuck did well, just to give you guys a little bit of context, Pedro posted on a story, no, Raza no firmen con label.
Se van a arrepentir.
Yeah, and then he's like, problema tras problema.
And then he posted it and we talked about it. And then people, well, it's Slavon Armado fans who have like .EA007 at the end were tagging us.
Yeah, guys, he's taking shots at you guys.
No, I'm not, but like they were just saying like, oh,
that's not true.
Yeah, it's not true that he posted that because
he was remembering.
Yeah, remembering. Past.
Yeah, because his mom, Nelly.
Yeah.
Shout out to her though. She's a really nice lady.
She's really nice. She is.
She posted on her story, recordando el peor año de nuestra vida, and she said 2020.
Oh.
And there was a YouTube screenshot of the videos of like the live of Pedro and Jimmy, and also like a video from like Suelta La Sopa or something.
Oh, that makes sense. Then.
Yeah, so it might have been like a year ago, like 2 years ago exactly, or something like that, you know?
It was maybe around this time. Dude, yeah. But that shit blew up the fucking media, bro. Like,
or maybe it's a cover up.
Maybe.
I thought it was a cover up.
I thought it was a cover up,
really? Because it's like,
I just thought about it right
now. Because if Pedro were to post that, like, don't sign with the label, but he signed that with the label at the same time.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
So she was probably like, nah, like, mijo, no sabes lo que estás haciendo.
Because he deleted it.
Or maybe, maybe he did that. He made an emotional decision by, like, expressing himself on social media, but then his mom was like, hey, no, wait. Like, you know, this.
The fans are mine.
It could be more like, it could be resolved.
Like, don't put it, because then I wish about papa pinche chismosos.
Yeah, and they're
shooting. Chismosos,
like, right away, she was like, now we have to, like, you know, play it off somehow.
Oh yeah,
she had
but it makes sense.
No,
it makes sense what you said.
And I think you should correct yourself about what you said about Slavon.
What?
Oh yeah, come clean.
And Ivan,
guys,
dude, make an apology. Wait, right now.
No,
dude, okay. Wait.
People,
wait,
apology,
our fans
are starting.
I go
to
Papa said this. I go to Papa said
action,
guys. I got misinformed by the main guy. It wasn't
God.
It wasn't on me.
No, you just read it wrong, or maybe he just said it wrong.
He said it wrong. No, I think, read it.
Yeah, I think
he
was
said
like
it.
Two. Yeah, it could have been.
So, he's an album with Ivan.
Slavon. So obviously you read that.
No, he said dueto album.
Yeah, dueto album. So what did that think?
He interpreted it as it was.
You did too. You read it.
Wait, but did he?
We did read he, it right
no,
now.
Relax. Didn't he?
Relax.
I think
he's
he
not
told
calling
us
you
that
wrong.
In person?
They're trying to fight.
Yeah, and in text, I have it too.
All right, you don't have to prove it. Just
guys,
apologize.
Well, I don't know. Well, apologize.
We got reinformed. I got reinformed. That's only gonna be one song on the album. Sadly,
he was getting crucified.
To
on
me,
Instagram.
It's confirmed. But Brian Tovar said that we got it mixed up. Well, you got him mixed up.
Oh, he said that on the live or something?
Yeah,
because it came from the source. Right?
I know what's happening. I don't care what anyone says it's happening.
Okay, guys, yeah, so I'm going to read it to you guys from a verified source. I can't say the name though. Yes, EP with Los de la O and new album Dueto with Polo is done. And the music video is going to be called Triste. And also, new album Dueto with Slavon is confirmed.
So, to my eyes... That says album dueto. What do you think that shit like?
A dueto on the album?
I thought. But yeah, guys, it's gonna be one song. Sorry to get your guys' hopes up.
I mean, they're saying that it's not confirmed, but I know it's confirmed. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Unless something happens with like
the one that's never gonna happen is Junior H and Slavon.
That's not gonna happen.
unless
miracles happen.
Damn, but.
Bungeon.
But to what, bro? Please.
But did y'all hear the news about Nata?
What?
First Coachella.
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 And
then where is he playing at now?
Baja Fest in Rosarito.
As well as.
Where Rosarito?
Junior H. Yeah.
Where?
Rosarito.
No, but where is it?
Tijuana.
Oh. And Junior H is playing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Nata on Saturday and Junior on. Not Friday.
Junior Saturday. So you think Junior signed with the same label or
I think like to get into those events, like, well, I just know that like Nata signed to, what was that shit called?
AUG?
No.
AEG like, Presenta?
No, it's
Oh, AEG Presenta, if you're watching this, please invite us to Coachella.
Please
it
invite
is,
us,
It is
please.
My lifelong dream I've since never I was been in there. High school.
That'll
go.
Be my first big event.
EMG? That one company that has like a bunch of famous people on there.
I don't think you told
They commented on our things, no?
I can't say it because I don't want to say the wrong
Oh, Golden Voice? Even.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but in the meantime, while he finds it, AEG Presenta.
There's none.
They started a... like a Latin branch, something along those lines.
And WME.
Oh, WME.
So please invite us.
It's like
please.
A huge talent agency, like one of the biggest.
And they have people signed
like Miley Cyrus.
But what do you mean signed?
Or
Daddy Yankee, like they manage.
They work with.
Oh, Will Smith too? No, I signed with them too.
So he could be signed with Rancho and that company?
Nah, I doubt it.
I think they're a promotion team, no?
Yeah. Like, but this is like better. That's the reason why I believe that Nata's doing these big things.
Yeah, because it's different now where...
But then he's super mainstream, so I feel like he deserves it too.
He was only doing like his Tumbado tour. And
Addison Rae's on there too. Yeah, I don't think you could like just be in fucking Tom Holland on here.
So you think Junior signed with them too?
Pretty sure.
I think so.
I think that's good.
I like some next level shit right there.
That's crazy.
Because, I mean, the music is going to expand, which is the goal. It makes the whole business regional bigger. Which we talked about multiple
like every episode.
As a generation.
Dude, but it's still like, that's badass. Like,
life.
And TJ.
Yeah.
With the Raza. And that's a big event. Like, a lot of people go out to that shit.
Yup, a lot of reggaetoneros.
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 Reggaetoneros. Ya tú sabes. Ya tú sabes, chico. Every time I say that shit, the meme comes up to me like, tengo la ansiedad que un día un rapero me diga, esto sabe chico y que yo no sepa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really funny.
You weren't supposed to laugh, Angel. You were supposed to be all.
I know. Yeah, dude. Oh my God, Angel.
I know.
Like I read that shit. Like,
it wasn't funny. But I know.
I read it
nice
too.
To
did you hear the singer from Calibre 50?
Solista.
Damn, they were. It's at 20.
That's crazy. They were grouped for pretty long.
So long.
27.
Wait, 27 years?
No, he's talking about the time. Hey, but not gonna lie, they.
It's crazy. Like,
imagine a grupo.
He's already taking albums out himself and like performing live. No?
Yeah, he was found at the quinceañera. One of the Banda MS members. Alone.
What? Say that again, please.
Okay, let's play the video to give credit to
Vanessa, right?
Nessa, yeah. Let's just play the video. She explains it better. Oh, that's the Gay Tigres del Norte video. I don't think I have the one.
I have it. Right. I can see right now.
All right, fuck it.
Sorry.
No, Mr.
That would be less than.
Yeah, let's take a break. Shout out to Nessa.
Shout out to her.
Shout out.
You guys, it appears that Eden Muñoz is no longer a part of Calibre 50. After much speculation, it appears to be confirmed. One of the things that caused speculation was that he released a single in late December 2021 that featured none of the other integrantes of Calibre 50. He also changed his username from Calibre 50 Eden Muñoz to just Eden Muñoz. He was also seen recently by himself without any of the members of Calibre 50 at the quinceañera of the daughter of one of the integrantes de Banda MS. He appeared to be matching and fully coordinated. He was also seen at the wedding of Sergio Lizárraga, of course with no other integrante of Calibre 50 in sight. And just to top it all off, Horacio Palencia congratulated him on Instagram stories for his new stage in life as a soloist. Wishing him the best of luck on his new journey, he is very talented and I am sure that he will do just fine as a soloist.
Soloist.
Damn.
Soloist.
That's like me leaving a gusto.
I'm sure he will not do just
back to
back to cleaning windows.
Damn. Damn. No, hey, it'd be your own homies.
Hey, he's hating on his own labor group.
Jason is the type that in the project, the group projects, not to do any work and take full credit.
Bitch, you cut.
The joke, you fucking dumb shit.
No, get him back.
Get him back with some.
Talk it. Let's get back in the conversation.
Imagine you had to say all the information that she said.
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't have done it. You'd be like, la 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 la.
But why do you think that happened? Why do you think he left? You think they didn't want to pursue music anymore? You think they didn't want to pursue music?
Perceive?
Pursued. Pursue. No, I can't even pursue. Pursue music anymore.
Doesn't want to pursue music?
I feel like other intrigante.
Yeah, I think they were like, yeah, we're really successful right now, and like we just don't want to pursue this anymore.
I don't doubt it.
No, I think what happened is that he started doing all these TikToks, and then he was the only one that was famous, and then he said, I don't want to split it. How many people are in there? Four or five?
Yeah, four.
Yeah, but he said, I don't want to split it with five other people. Four. So I'm just going to go solista. And
four.
I mean, in a sense, four. It's kind of the same because you have to pay the musicals.
No, yes, but you're paying them maybe
less,
like $100 an hour or $200 an hour. You're not paying them as part of being part of a group, you know?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure these.
You're 100% right. And he's a songwriter too.
Yeah.
The regalias probably come in fat for him.
So Davo probably takes full fucking.
Yeah, he's basically the boss now. Like, he doesn't have no group decision no more. Like, what I say goes.
True.
Yeah.
But, dude, they were together for so many songs. I mean, so many songs.
How many songs?
Oh, yeah, but still. So many years, yeah.
What are your favorite songs of Calibre?
There's actually one by them that was like, it was his kid's birthday party, and he asked him, like, oh, ¿qué quieres? And like, una lanza granada and some shit like that. And then he leaves. He tells the Segundo Cartel that he was done and shit. It's an old ass song. I used to bump it every time.
You don't know the name of the song?
No, man.
What about you, Angel? What are some of your favorite songs from Calibre?
The TikTok.
Calibre. This is why they call it No Sabos. You and Keiko fucking bringing us down. I mean, Angel trying to like push this shit up.
I know. Calibre. We're trying to be No Sabo kids.
Don't say you guys. Just say Jason and Keiko, please.
Calibre 50.
Nah, you guys.
El 50 Caliber. No, I really like the cover that they did from Marco Antonio Solis. I did not know it was a cover until you guys told me.
Which one?
I don't know.
What?
No.
What about you, Diego?
What about you?
No. That song's it blew up on TikTok. That's how you know it. You know.
I remember when I bought my recording. There was a song that I was really obsessed that they had. I bought.
Siempre te voy a querer.
Oh yeah. How do you know?
Because I remember you were asking. You asked my neighbor. Hey,
what do you start playing the accordion?
That's just hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Mine's el corrido de Chalito.
Oh yeah, that one's bad.
Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, or the song they did
about the immigrants.
Yeah. Wait, how do you know that? You're reading Mine's today or what?
No, oh, the Casi 14.
Yeah, no.
That song's really sad. That song was a banger, bro.
Oh, you know what banger too? The one with El Commander. Well, I'm talking about like way back.
Yeah, that's way back. Oh, I know. ¿Qué tiene de malo?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's all. I think that was one of the first songs to get me into Spanish music.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. I know it was Estilo Italiano and all those songs, but like.
Jason was the biggest hater of Mexican music.
Yeah, I didn't like it at
He's
all.
Like, you guys like Playboy Cardi?
Nah,
you guys have listened. Travis Scott on
XXXTentacion?
No, I'm like Joey Badass, you know? Before the Money.
Dude, but
no, Joey Badass.
These people were badass. They're fucking.
Okay, good. We believe you.
We should do rap news one day.
Rap news? I don't know.
Think we could pull it off?
I don't even listen to English music. I stopped listening to English music in like middle school.
Because we didn't even talk about when Young Dolph got shot.
Oh, yeah. Like this song?
Or Draco?
Damn, honestly, rip Draco. He was one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the first songs that I like.
He's like, cut it off.
Cut it there.
Yeah. Nah, but Draco died.
Yeah, I know the song. And what were you saying too in the beginning about the Tigres del Norte? You said it to Eric?
That they already have a gay corrido.
I did not know that.
Yeah, honestly,
to it?
Me neither.
A lot of people listen to Los Tigres del Norte because of like the stories that they tell in their songs. And I think it's really hard to like tell a story.
What is it?
In a song? I don't know what
is it a gay corrido or is it like about
what is
being
it?
Gay?
I don't know, I'm not sure, bro.
You're active, bro.
You listen to it?
No,
you're
I didn't listen to it. I saw it on TikTok.
Nessa?
Yeah, I saw it by her.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nessa. Shout out to Nessa.
I forgot her name, but shout out to her. Play the video.
Mornos en Keiko. Los Tigres del Norte wrote the first gay love corrido.
Wait, what?
Did you know that Los Tigres del Norte wrote the first ever gay love corrido? In 2014, after many years of being asked by fans in the LGBTQ+ community to write a corrido for them, Los Tigres del Norte finally released a song called Era Diferente. This song was the first of its kind in the history of norteño music. The song Era Diferente talks about a girl which many guys try to win over but fail to. The girl is described as different because she is in love with her best friend. She even gives flowers to her best friend. Since the release of the song, many fans have requested for it to be performed in concerts. Los Tigres del Norte also received a Glad Media Award for it.
Can't get copyrighted.
Wait.
That fool has a really unique voice.
Do you guys think they got hate for this? They wrote in 2014, right? Because back then, like, it was harder. Like,
it was harder to be gay.
I felt like...
It was harder. That doesn't really make sense. Like, it was harder to be gay.
No, it wasn't accepted.
Yeah, it wasn't accepted. There you go.
But what about if people really didn't understand, like, the lyrics perfectly?
Wait, but he's trying to say...
It means they weren't...
Did they, like explicitly say, oh, this is for
them?
I think you just had to tell, like, you know...
Just listen to it.
Listen to it.
So,
but I feel like maybe...
To answer your question, no.
Maybe, you know how we were saying that wasn't that accepted back then?
Yeah. Maybe they just had to, like, fly on.
Well, I don't know.
I think it wouldn't have... It would have been a little bit different because this is gay about, like, two girls. But maybe if it was two guys, that would be like
more different.
More different, like not gayer, but like yeah. No. How do I say? Like,
I understand what you're more trying to say. It would have been less.
More what? People accept more girls on girls than guys on.
Yeah, because dude, yeah.
Why you say that? Like,
because what happened to you?
Jason and his best friend said they play like lightsabers at night and shit.
That's so gay, fool. I'm not against gay people, but
Jason's anti-gay, anti-COVID.
You know what?
You're
right
anti-COVID for real.
Yeah, you know what I sound like right now? You know that penguin from Toy Story?
It's irrelevant.
I know.
No, honestly, I didn't.
No.
You're a dick.
It's been a while. You're a dick. Sorry.
But I do want to leave a. Oh, sorry. Go.
Do you think there's gonna be any more gay corridos coming out? Like maybe someone from the regional might take another. Gay corrido, or maybe even like a gay artist from
like
the
song coming out gay,
Jason,
that we don't know, like some Lil Nas X shit.
Yeah, like
Jason, you can be the first.
Nah. I mean,
you'll be popping.
The doors are open. For you. The doors are open.
Do it for the views.
If I have enough fans, ask me for a gay corrido. No, my man.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
What is that?
Freddy Krueger's coming after us. Oh no! Who's on what? The chainsaw? Michael Myers?
Michael Myers?
Michael Jordan?
But
if you guys heard that loud noise, it's because there's.
If you guys didn't know, when me and Diego went to first grade, and Macklemore came out with that song. I was like, "Remember the third grade?" This one would like
every day,
like
sort of. And it wasn't first grade; it was like seventh grade.
He was
Jason,
like,
you listen to
the Wings song.
I thought that it was gay, and then he would like sing his lungs out.
All right. Do you swear on your mom's life?
Hey, no.
Exactly. That was him.
Nah,
he used to be in the lunchtime. When I was in the third grade, I thought that out. Hey, I swear to God.
Nah.
And then I would be like, I knew the song. And he would be like, do you know what you're saying?
He would be the segunda voz for me. He'd be like, oh, yeah.
It's like, no, I already mind you guys. Probably like 32 pounds and like 70.
No. Angel, they used you for the music video.
Angel was 100 and something in like... Kinder.
I hit 100 and like
and you were
grade.
Like you were like one of the heaviest babies born, like
heavyweight
championship baby.
Damn, but that really brought record. Back memories of the thrift shop song he had.
That's the wrong guy.
No, I'm gonna guess some guy. There's only got $20 in my pocket.
That's where the negro comes out,
huh? The negro?
Yeah, I think the
like when I was like, no, how'd it go? Never mind.
I don't know. It's been too long. I don't remember. No, but it is the same guy.
Wait, actually, it's gonna hit 10 years this year. That song.
Dude, how fucking you know this shit?
I saw it on TikTok.
But you don't know how to say.
I saw it on TikTok. No, I just I was lost at first.
Wait, but no, like, wait, Malcolm Moore.
Yeah,
because I was in middle school.
This is probably thinking about like Mac Miller. Huh?
Wait.
Getting
back to the topic.
It was his birthday recently.
I'm still mad.
And I was listening to his song today.
I'm still mad he passed away.
I know.
All right. There's corridos or songs, you know, talking about gay. But like, what are some cool topics to write about in songs that maybe you guys haven't heard of?
Wait, you said
fucking bitches getting money.
That's already.
Wait, there's already fuck bitches getting money.
Like in the regional. Like topics to talk about, maybe like songs that talk about depression in the regional, songs that talk about like a drug addiction.
That has not
like,
been told yet?
That has not been told yet.
I feel like depression is not...
I feel like it's not like a mainstream
like
Lil topic.
Peep, Lil Peep has some like depressing ass songs and they hit.
Dude, those shit's really...
But like, for example, Desamor, normal. Love, normal. Mafia, normal. Gun violence, normal. Like, what are some crazy, absurd, you know, topics that the regional could talk about?
Wait, crazy, but absurd?
I feel like...
Like what?
Some
like just
artists
any, anything.
Don't
like,
really like...
They don't branch out?
No, they do, but they don't really get into that like that segment because then like...
Segment?
Well...
Like emotional level.
Yeah, because then that's when they start talking about like alcohol and like... Then that's when it goes to like a sad love story. Like, I feel like it's different from English to like Spanish, you know? Because you could be saying like you're depression, but then you start you're depressed, dude. And then you start drinking alcohol, and then it becomes into a sad song, like.
And then it just becomes what?
It's like
a través del vaso.
Yeah, like he could have been depressed, but then he started drinking, and it becomes like a sad drinking song. Like.
Well, I feel they do make those songs, just not in the regional mexicano, but in Spanish, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, in Spanish. Yeah.
In the regional, I mean. A lot of people do complain about shit that it's really similar. Like, it all talks about the same shit, like weed, you know, drinking stuff. And, like, envidia. I was here, now I'm here.
But
that's
always going to be there. That's always going to be there.
Not to be fucked up.
Not to be fucked
up. But it's very...
That's like
repetitive.
A big, like, common topic in the Mexican...
Because there's so much to talk about.
No, because... No? That's
I feel
how,
like it's the same thing in different words.
Like, that's how us Mexican is. They're not. It's not hard. That we're envidious. It's just that we're hard on each other and people see it as envidious. Like, they want you to become someone better and they're like, nah, they don't want me to do this and that. But sometimes...
Please be respectful.
Sometimes
continue.
It's like...
No.
Yeah, like...
Like what?
Sometimes they do hate on you, like... De hecha mala, like,
oh, you're gonna say malo?
No, like mala palabra.
Please
like,
be respectful.
Like, oh, yeah, they talk bad on you when they were like with you from the store, and now they're like, oh, this and this and that. Fuck you guys.
That's not laughing because you see that this
no,
and this
it's
and
because look,
nah, fuck.
Because I don't know what this and this is.
Right? You see this and that, not this and this and that. This and this and this.
Damn, you proved your point that we're just hating.
I am off the limit.
It's because he doesn't know how to talk.
No, but that I think
turn off my mic. Can you talk?
I think Pepe talked about it once where he was talking about
the songs nowadays.
That was so repetitive, and ever since I guess I tried listening, and you like I like notice it more, and it's kind of the same thing, just different words.
Yeah, I would want to see more topics in the regional, or maybe I'll do it.
Like some emo shit.
Yeah, like maybe like. Someone talking about like their addiction to pills or like their depression or.
Does it
like,
not have a song about like?
Oh well, you guys remember the
or like the devil trying to get them and shit, because that shit's real.
No, Jimmy went on a live once and some kid played a song about drug addiction, and how it took his friend, and then even Jimmy said, "Oh, like it's a good song and everything, but." It's not a popular topic and people are not going to support it as much as if you did a drinking song.
What
or,
the fuck?
Yeah.
And that's
I mean,
what
I
the problem
about,
is.
Yeah, and I thought about it and it's true, you know? It's true. The sad truth. But, you know, the customers say what they want and that's what it's done.
It's because, like...
It's not normal yet.
We don't...
Yet,
yeah.
Yet.
Like, Raza don't fucking pop pills and all that shit. Like,
they do.
No.
But, like, not into, like...
It's not
music.
That normal.
Yeah, like, in the music industry... You don't see a singer fucking pop a pill before, like, all that shit. You see them more drinking and smoking.
No, but,
so, like,
I mean...
Because you don't get to see that.
That's a higher, like, that's why, like, rappers talk about it and all that shit. So it's like...
No. I mean, you don't really know that they do it.
No,
or not.
People only post when they do weed and alcohol.
Yeah.
All the other stuff, they do
they
it.
Don't post.
They,
yeah, but some rappers,
you post.
Some rappers do post.
Like, Motley Crue, they do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
talking about? But I mean,
like
are you
lean,
saying in the
like
genre?
Lean in the Spanish industry became popular because
very
JD
popular.
Started posting it in it. So that's
well, not
that's,
just him.
No,
it started with the rappers and then him.
Okay,
and
yes,
then.
Yeah. It started in the rappers because they will post about it. But
to be honest, I feel like
rappers will sing about all that shit. And then JD took it into the Mexican industry and fucking started showing off that they're drinking. So like younger.
I agree with you.
Started
maybe JD's
shit.
Not the first, but he for sure like
put some respect on my boy JD.
No, I think obviously I don't know if JD's like the first or not, but like I feel like JD did make help that shit pop and put it more into like the regional,
which
yeah,
is
with the Colina. Yeah, but I think also another topic, another thing to consider is that maybe these topics aren't said in this industry where the regional, mm-hmm. but I mean the Latin or Spanish speaking industries, like or different ones, different genres, they do talk about all this stuff. Like Mexican rap, there's songs about, you know, addiction.
Oh yeah.
Like hardcore drugs. There's just
even like sad murder, like Dancing with the Devil. Remember that
one? Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I mean I'm a fan of Mexican rap and there is some songs like that.
Yeah, but just don't listen to sad ones because then you'll cry.
There's some really sad ones.
What was our last topic?
That was it.
Oh, and Santa Fe Clan is coming to Santa Ana.
When? Oh, the Tony Loya shit. Oh, really?
He's coming on March 22.
Are you going to meet him?
Well, I'm
sell him, babe?
I'm just going to get my ticket. But me ara, Ramana es rica. That's
good. Yeah, but Jason. Only get two tickets.
Barrio.
Relax.
No tendrá un ticket para mí.
Hey, no, but that shit's gonna be a big.
But it's at the Observatory, so it's
oh, that's pretty hard.
It's small, but guess how much the tickets cost?
300,
100,
150,
200, and on the top, 250.
I'm done for the top, backstage.
No, it's not backstage.
No, I'm saying
you're backstage. Not gonna get the treatment that you're used to. Where coming through the back and we don't patch it down, this and that. No,
that was just one skit over.
Yeah, because
no.
Bájate de la nube.
Dan, bájate tus huevos, güey.
Bájate los pantalones.
What? I'm literally just chilling, going like that.
You're like this.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Literally nothing. This was just...
Because being a first grader, do what you imagine Jason doing.
No, I'm just
Do it.
Why are you like this? Why not? Why aren't you like that? Like,
you don't, see?
No. Yeah.
It's just a different...
I didn't do it like that.
Well, that's what you're asking.
Maybe
is that what you meant?
No.
Maybe I'm smoking a cigar in my mind.
You're like, when no, is this all? When
he
is
always does it.
He don't talk
posture, fix your posture.
Oh, fix the posture.
Guys, I have a device in my bag and it fixes my posture. Like
it's like
time.
Tony Stark.
That's some kind of nowhere. I'm just going.
You already said that joke.
No, that one actually got cut out.
I see the joke.
This one has a device like Tony Stark arc reactor where, like, if he slouches, it goes like,
okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to, like,
let it help.
It's because he's not straight enough.
Dude, you aren't either.
Damn,
next,
no, I'm straight, but you're not straight.
Wait, so like this, supposed to be straight like this.
Well, I just forget, honestly.
Yeah, Angel should put some on his feet. Maybe
I got it because I look at the podcast and I'm literally like this. Like, yeah.
No, you are, but you're like,
I'm like this.
Yeah, well, I bought some.
Yeah, I arch a lot too. Yeah,
good. Arch?
Some plantillas for my flat foot.
Hunch?
Wait, you have some.
I'm pretty excited to try them out.
All right, talk about the Tony Loya. What's happening
so,
with Tony Loya?
A page posted that Tony's lawyer's ex-girlfriend was caught with his homie.
Damn, that's not pushing P.
It be your own homie sometimes, huh?
Yeah, it be Jason most of the time.
So I don't know that's Tony Lawyer's homie. They sent it to me and it was like kind of all over.
I be stealing your girls or what?
But let's play the video. I don't even know how Tony's lawyer's ex looks like. I don't even know if this is true. Should I even play it? So the fool with the Burberry shirt.
Just because he had the Burberry shirt.
You know.
Damn.
Kiko's like, I know.
He's
like, that's why I need to buy drip.
No.
You'd go up to the girl. What can I get for her with a Psycho Bunny sweater?
Don't start.
He said that you only wear a designer to get bitches because you get no bitches and you're bitchless.
Look, I don't get bitches. I get women. I get girls.
So you get bitches.
He is not like this.
You guys say we make fun of Angel, but he's the one that starts everything.
He said, I'm not
this
gonna
say
no comment.
Every guy had a you know what he told me? We went to go buy my fucking shoes. And you're like, dude, I have this shirt, the Burberry jacket. I bought it. I'm going to put hella bitches at the next party.
Actually, no.
I was gonna wear it for Jason's.
Yeah,
I
just, that
I didn't want to be pesimista.
No.
You said
oh look, I have this sweater, but I don't wear it because I feel like I'm gonna look weird. And this is what I told you at the store.
And I told you
if it's a little weird.
I don't know whose side are you on, Diego?
I feel like I believe Keiko because he did not wear it to Jason's.
Yeah.
I remember him telling
you he told me I'm gonna wear it to mine and put it up, bitch.
He sent us a Snapchat, today's outfit, Burberry.
But I did not say.
But what happened at the
I'm
party?
Gonna pull this and that.
Damn.
He didn't have the Burberry on.
I did it without the sweater, huh?
Yeah. Damn. You think he didn't wear the sweater?
Stop! That's not a face. No, you can't talk about that. This is a main podcast. You can't talk about that.
Hey, maybe on his birthday.
No, for real. I said we could not. No.
I didn't say anything. I think you didn't wear the sweater.
You're saying.
You're making it obvious.
Yeah, you're making it obvious.
You're instigating.
We're talking about you.
No se metan con Keiko porque es un perro. Te va a dejar así como.
No, but no. Anyway, we cannot talk about that. But anyway, I did not say I'm going to pull hello girls with that.
Oh, you know what? No, I was not. I was vlogging.
I was vlogging.
Show the video.
I will if I have it.
I did not say that. Those words do not come out of my mouth. I told you, it doesn't
say it.
I said it fits me kind of weird. I feel like I'm gonna look weird. I bought it
the day for Jason's birthday.
No.
And he sent us a picture.
No,
he
was gonna wear it. I didn't buy it for a specific day. I bought it because I saw it and I thought it looked cool. But then once I put it on, it didn't look that cool, you know?
He looked like Kool-Aid.
The mannequin.
You know, look
like some of Miami Longhorns.
Like
stuff,
a Big Rob.
Yeah. So I didn't wear it, but I did not say that.
You don't know who Big Rob is? From Robert Dyrdek?
It's not Big Rob, it's Big Black.
Oh. No? His brother is Big Rob. There was two big guys.
Oh, you're not talking about Big Black.
I was talking about Big Black from Rob Dyrdek.
Anyway.
There's two in there.
Tony Loya reposted that and said, "These ain't my homies. Fuck those fools."
Oh, is that what he said? I already cut off like 12 dudes or something?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, no existen los amigos.
I'm waiting for Angel to cut off Keiko.
Why? I'm his only wingman.
Ooh.
I'm the only friend besides that.
Wait.
You guys invite him out.
We invite him out?
Liar. It's not time for that yet.
Yeah, well, I'm not ready to go out.
Me neither.
I need to get...
You don't believe in COVID.
You go out with COVID or with that?
No,
look,
I don't.
You have been out more with COVID, and you haven't gone out fucking recently with no COVID.
Have it.
Yeah, you don't have it, but you haven't gone out.
That's okay, fool. I'll decide if I want to go out or not.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go out. I need some time.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we could have gone to Pico today.
I don't care how my body looks like.
I need to get my loot up.
Your what?
No, it's not about my body, fool.
My money.
Oh, I thought you said your loot.
My money, my views. Yeah, my blog.
So subscribe to our channel, please. Get me out of the
trip. Oh, yeah, she got a sponsorship. I'm surprised.
So guys, if you guys are watching this all the way to the end of the video,
you guys deserve to know about his
Angel, talk about it.
Okay, so
Angel, talk about it. I'll fucking explode the fuck out of you.
A dildo company.
It was not a dildo company. It was
they sell dildos, but
it was,
you guys will see it on Keiko's shit. He ends up a
how would he even fucking pronounce, like,
sex store?
Not sex store, but like
they wanted to do something funny, so I think Keiko should accept it, and you guys are gonna enjoy watching it on pretty sure
my channel.
Yeah, he's gonna be selling dildos now.
Mm-hmm. Pásale.
Hey, can you tell him about the little sketch the idea that you had?
No, they'll just have to wait and see. So subscribe to our channel. Make sure you watch my videos. Need to watch ours.
Support all our channels. We're coming up with fire.
Watch all the ads.
This year is ours. Watch the ads. Everything is going to go to a good cause.
Real fans will watch all the complete ad.
His loop.
Yep.
I think it has to be more than 30 seconds. That's it. I don't know.
More than 10 seconds.
Awesome. But anyway, we should wrap up the episode because we're at 27.
Guys, make sure to go subscribe to our channel. I just dropped a new video.
That's all he said.
I just dropped a new video. Thank you for viewing. Thank you for watching us. Stay tuned for another vlog. Podcast.
Yes, guys. From the bottom of all of our hearts, we really appreciate all the support on every single episode, and
I think Angel wants a shot,
guys.
Yes.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out. Oh. See you guys.
A pistear, viejo. Happy Monday.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Close the vlog. I mean, the episode.
This is how your Monday should start off.
Let's see if he's really about it for the fans. Let's see if he's about it for the fans.
Sideways, sideways, sideways.
Sideways. Hell no, I gotta drive.
Pussy.
Nah, it was good.
Everybody,
right,
comment down below.
Angel pussy. Is a pussy, and he has flat feet, and he's allergic to grass,
and he's scared of girls. Hey, comment.
And I'm single.
Comment that. Angel's single, allergic to grass. He's a bitch, and yeah.
Thank you guys for watching.